From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Tensions ease on the Korean Peninsula. South Korea has agreed to halt propaganda broadcasts into North Korea after Pyongyang expressed regret about the recent landmine explosion that maimed two soldiers from the south. The agreement, reached after 30 hours of negotiations, diffused the latest confrontation on the Korean Peninsula that had threatened to turn into a military confrontation. South Korean presidential security adviser Kim Kwon-jin said the two Koreas also agreed to hold talks soon about improving ties. Worries about a slowdown in the rate of increase in China's growing economy is fueling a drop in stock and oil prices around the world. In Asia, Shanghai stock index plunged more than 8%. Japan's main market lost more than 4%, and Hong Kong was down more than 5%. Three Americans and a Briton who tackled a gunman on a train Friday were awarded France's highest medal. Lisa Bryant has more.
Monsieur Alexander Skaratos, au nom de la République française, je vous fais chevalier de la Légion d'honneur.
French President François Hollande pinned the medals on the polo shirts of Americans Spencer Stone, Alex Skarlatos, and Anthony Sadler, and on the suit of Briton Chris Norman. Mr. Hollande embraced the four men and saluted them for their courage. The French president also saluted the other passengers who helped to raise the alarm and subdue gunman Ayub El Hazani, who the president described as a terrorist. Lisa Bryant, Paris.
Health officials in Sierra Leone released the country's last confirmed Ebola patient from a hospital on Monday. This is VOA News. British Foreign Secretary Philip Hammond said Monday in Tehran that international sanctions against Iran could be eased as soon as next March. The top British diplomat says Iran and the United States could endorse the accord by October. Britain and Iran reopened embassies in London and Tehran on Sunday. U.S. President Barack Obama delivers a speech Monday in Las Vegas that focuses on cleaning up the nation's energy production. The president will offer the keynote address Monday at the National Clean Energy Summit in Nevada. The head of the Syrian government's Department of Antiquities says Islamic State militants have blown up an iconic Roman-era temple in the historic desert oasis of Palmyra. Edward Uranian reports.
Syrian state TV announced the destruction of the well-known temple of Baal Shamin Monday, quoting government antiquities chief Mamoun Abdul Karim. Islamic State militants blew up the temple, which they rigged with explosives, damaging nearby stone columns. Word of the temple's destruction follows the recent killing of Palmyra's longtime archaeological chief Khalid al-Assad. Photos of his headless body strung up to a lamppost were posted on social media. Edward Uranian, Cairo.
Thousands of troops marched Monday in Ukraine's capital, Kiev, to mark the 24th anniversary of the country's independence from the former Soviet Union. Veterans of the government's ongoing campaign against Russian-backed separatists in eastern Ukraine were cheered by throngs of civilians. Unlike previous celebrations, this year's parade did not include heavy military hardware. The celebrations contrasted sharply with events in Ukraine's Crimea Peninsula, which was annexed by Russia in 2014. The organization Human Rights Watch in Ukraine said police detained two activists for laying flowers at the grave of a revered Ukrainian poet. A Sudanese migrant who walked the length of the Channel Tunnel from Britain to France has pleaded not guilty to charges in a British court. Abdul Haroon entered the plea on a charge of obstructing the use of a railway. Haroon was arrested August 4th after spending as much as 12 hours walking along the tracks in the dark as high-speed trains passed by. Colorado movie theater gunman James Holmes will be sentenced to life in prison with no chance of parole at a three-day sentencing hearing. At least 100 people are expected to testify at the hearings, which started Monday. Holmes was found guilty in the 2012 killing of 12 people and the wounding of 70 others at a movie theater near Denver. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.